relevant to the issue of hepatic resection or ablation, what do we know about the effect of bevacizumab on hepatic regeneration?
Yeah, we don't know a lot about the effect of bevacizumab per se on hepatic regeneration. From clinical and preclinical information, we do know the following. Hepatic regeneration is angiogenesis dependent. We also know that the majority of hepatic regeneration occurs within a few weeks to a month or so after surgery. Now, there are some patients who clearly take a little bit longer to regain both volume and function related to their liver after such major resection, particularly after a right hepatectomy. In general, I think a conservative bias would be to have the patient be well healed up, have liver function studies, and essentially to be cleared by their surgeon before starting. I think a patient who's completely healed up, who has normal liver function tests, who is at least 1 and probably 2 to 3 months, probably 2 months and perhaps 3 months for some patients to recuperate from such surgery, that time frame would be reasonable. For the smaller variations on hepatic resection, a left hepatectomy, potentially shorter windows of time may be appropriate. In addition, radiofrequency ablation has not been well studied. It is a less invasive procedure, although it does have potential risks. A window of time after such radiofrequency ablation of 2 to 4 weeks is probably adequate, again, provided the patient had no undue complications after that procedure.